Here's another official story. This is interesting on what's going on in Cuba, where many of us believe they have discovered Atlantis. The discovery of what may be an ancient underwater city off Cuba's western coast is causing heated controversy now that the world seems to finally know about it only a half year after we told you. But in the world of marine archaeologists, of course, they are freaking out. I told you. It was reported yesterday that a team of Canadian and Cuban researchers had taken sonar scans and videotape footage of mammoth stones submerged in 600 to 700 meters, 2,200 feet of water. They seem to be arrayed in architecturally designed formations. Now, here we go. Paul Weinsberg, a member of the Havana-based Advanced Digital Communications, which is conducting the site exploration, said that some of the structures resemble Mayan temples. This is going to... He goes on, and then we'll get to the rest of it. The megalithic stones, he said, may date from as early as 4000 BC. His wife, project director Paulina Zalitsky, who we've heard interviewed here by Linda, said the structure looks like it could have been a large urban center. But here it comes, inevitably. Martin Dean, director of the University of Britain's St. Andrews Marine Archaeological Unit, British fellow, said yesterday, the world's seas and oceans are full of underwater limestone formations. Some of them cover as many square miles, which are mistakenly interpreted as sunken cities with monotonous regularity. You can imagine how he said it. Rather monotonous regularity. I'm sure he said it that way. Another critic, Alistair Crame, C-R-A-M-E, head of the Geological Sciences Division of the British Antarctic Survey in Cambridge, claimed why the site is too deep to have any structures fashioned by humans. He goes on, it's very unlikely the seabed would drop 650 meters in 6,000 years. The 650-meter depth, he adds, is 550 below the lowest global sea levels experienced over the past million years. Duh. However, Ms. Zalitsky, a Soviet-trained offshore engineer, rebuffed the criticism, saying, quote, I'm here in Cuba, and what we've found is here. It's local, not in the United Kingdom, and it's not a matter of opinion. It's objective reality. Those are her words. Objective reality. So it begins. Oh, speaking of war, North Korea is starting to make noise. And they're saying the U.S. is trying to start a war.